Hare Krishna. Question: Were Krishna's philosophical arguments and philosophical education useless, and he could make no headway with Arjuna till he resorted to miracles and demonstrated his supernatural Vishwarupa? Answer: No, not at all. Actually, if we look at the flow of the Bhagavad Gita, even before Krishna demonstrated the Vishwarupa, Arjuna was already convinced. In 10.12 and 13, the Vishwarupa is demonstrated in the 11th chapter. Whereas in 10.12 and 13 itself, Arjuna has accepted Krishna's supreme position. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Jam Vibhum Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve Devarshir Naradastatha Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. So, the point is that Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Arjuna says that I accept you as the supreme Brahman, as the supreme abode. We are the supreme pure, they are the ultimate person. So basically, Krishna does acknowledge Krishna's supreme position long before, one full chapter before the Vishwarupa is demonstrated. And actually, the request for the demonstration of Vishwarupa is to practically perceive what he has philosophically accepted. And that's why we see that he subsequently says that I relish your glory so much. I want to hear more and more about your glories, and I want to remember your glories even when I look at this world. Katham vidyam aham yogim swam sada parichintayan. So then Krishna speaks about Arjuna, about the vidya, bhuti yoga, and then he in the 11th chapter he asks, can I see your Rupa Ishwari also? So then after that, Arjuna is shown the Vishwarupa. So, if we look at the example of the Bhagavad Gita, philosophical conviction comes, philosophical acceptance or acceptance of philosophical message comes purely by philosophical reasoning. And the demonstration of some supernatural vision is supplementary. The Acharyas explain that it is for the benefit of people in general, that it is not for Arjuna's benefit. Arjuna has already accepted Krishna's conclusion. So, people who may not accept Krishna's conclusion, for them, that there was some supernatural vision also being given, shown, that's what is described, reassuring them, Krishna displays the universal form at the request of Arjuna. So, to argue that Krishna made no headway till Arjuna displayed the universal form. That completely reveals a complete ignorance of the flow of the Gita. Arjuna accepted Krishna's position first, and then afterwards, based on philosophical argumentation and education itself, and as a supplementary tool for convincing people who may not find philosophical persuasion adequate, or for people who would have some doubts about the philosophical position, Arjuna asked for the demonstration of the Vishwarupa. Thank you. Hare Krishna.